Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling good. I hope you guys are too. Happy Sunday, everybody. We've got a great show tonight. We're welcoming back Robin Rosenkrantz and Michael Glover from Bright Blue Gorilla Productions. God, the last time we had them here, I think they were working on their movie, 36 Husbands. They're going to have to refresh my memory. It's been a while. But I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you had a great weekend. I don't know about you guys, but on the East Coast, the weather was gorgeous for once. It's been missing for a while. Before we start, let's just say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kitnersville, Pennsylvania, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. If you want an I Dream of Genie bottle, that's the place to go. And if you want a great hot dog, oh my God, Joey Max, great food, The Hive. I could go on. I can't rave enough about our sponsors. Everything they do is fabulous. So just go to their websites, check it out, or go to our website and check them out. Their links are there. So I believe we have Robin and Michael on the phone. Hi, guys. You there?
Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Hi. Long time no chat. What's it been? Almost a year, right? I think.
Yeah, I think
you know,
so.
I was just wondering if it was maybe in early January. I think it was right before we were going to Australia.
In the before time.
In the before time. In the before time. Well, but I believe, honestly, when you were on, we were talking about the movie, and you were, yeah, maybe you're right, because if you went away in January, we're talking about you guys were taking off to go do the movie. So, yeah, I guess, wow, it seemed longer than that. But anyway, we're talking about your new movie called 36 Husbands. I love the song, Love Potion Number 36, and I hope the movie's doing well. When was it released? October 20th, I think you guys said?
Yeah, October 20th in the U.S., and it's being released in different countries around the world day by day. Like tomorrow it's going to be released in Ireland and UK. Japan's
nice.
Coming up.
Yeah, we have a nice distributor, a French company called Under the Milky Way, who is a great group of people that really appreciate the artist's vision when it comes to filmmaking. So they're really good. They put us on iTunes and Amazon and various platforms like Vudu and things all over the world. And with a slow rollout, they decided it's with this kind of picture, it's better to release it here than there, you know, slow rollout over like a month and a half. So, but
yeah.
Right now we're available all over U.S. and UK is coming next week.
Tomorrow,
UK, right? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
UK
and Ireland. We're very excited.
Yeah, but it's doing well. People are watching it.
Good. I was going to ask, how's it going? It's going well. Is everybody enjoying it?
We're very happy with the response. The trailer's getting, you know, tons of views, and iTunes and Amazon were getting nice reviews from audience members, including a friend of ours from the Phineas and Ferb cartoon show. I don't know if you remember that show.
Oh, God, yeah.
But
I know,
he was one of the writers on it. Yeah, he's one of the writers of that show, and he loves 36 Husbands, so he wrote a very nice review on Amazon for us. Very nice.
Yeah, it's nice when other artists enjoy what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna have a couple of days off next week, I think, and I'm going to sit down. I have to watch your movie. I have to watch another movie I got. The one, Tar. I need to watch that. Everybody's sending me all this stuff, and I don't have time to watch it, but I'm definitely going to catch it when I'm taking a couple of days off, so I'll be able to watch it.
Joanne,
so,
it's hard to be an international celebrity. You know, you just have to get used to it.
Get that, right.
You deserve time off. So, make some popcorn.
I definitely want some time off from my regular job, but then I'll be working on this. So, you know, there's no time off. I'm talking about I'll be free during 8 hours of the day, you know.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, for those who didn't hear the show last time you guys were on, why don't we tell everybody what you guys do? I mean, you're musicians, married, and you also produce movies. And tell everybody how you guys got together and decided to your journey of giving everything up and just running across the world. Tell everybody about that. I know the story.
Sure. Well, Michael and I were totally independent filmmakers and musicians. And we are celebrating our 30th year together as Bright Blue Gorilla. And Michael and I actually...
And our 29th anniversary.
Our 29th wedding anniversary, just a couple days ago. And we feel...
Thank you.
Yeah, we feel so blessed to do what we love. We met in Los Angeles way back in 1989. I don't know how many of you were alive back then. a different world, right? Pre-internet. I think the fax machine was happening. No cell phones.
Abraham Lincoln was president.
Right? But we met at a music club on the Sunset Strip, the famous Sunset Strip, right on Laurel Canyon and Sunset. We were both playing in the singer-songwriter room, the 8121 club.
It was called the Coconut Teaser, though. That's a pretty famous rock and roll club that also had an acoustic room.
Downstairs.
And Robin and I, I saw her at the end of her set, and she saw the beginning of my set, but we never actually spoke that night. But she, in real Hollywood style, she passed me a card through her manager and said that she liked my guitar playing and to give her a call. And so after I got enough courage to give her a call,
2 weeks later, he called me.
then, you know, that was pretty much it. We became, you know, really, we knew we were in love right away and became good friends.
And we got together and wrote a love song and fell in love.
Yeah. And it was very nice.
It was great.
And we're still, you know, we still talk. It's not just a pretend act.
Not
on the
just
radio.
Showbiz.
Nope. No,
but Joanne, yesterday you were saying, go ahead. Sorry. Say that again.
No, I said you guys aren't Sonny and Cher pretending to have fun.
No.
Yeah, but I sure did like their TV show. I don't
know
if you remember that TV show, but I loved it.
Oh, yes.
I Got You, Babe. What a nice song.
Yeah, I love that song. But Michael and I, so we got together and became really good friends and fell in love. And then a year later, we decided, talking about jobs, to quit our jobs in Los Angeles because we were just doing music part-time, you know, waiting around to get discovered by the record companies. But we said, you know what? No, we're going to quit our jobs, sell everything we have, and let's buy one-way tickets to Europe and take our guitars and backpacks, travel, see the world, and make our own career.
I just want to point out that selling everything we have, we ended up getting $408, which was just enough for two plane tickets over, one-way tickets over. So it wasn't, just to be clear, it wasn't like we sold the house and sold the yacht and sold the, you know, we were definitely on the very fringe of being
on the
broke.
Edge.
Yeah, but it was the best thing we ever did. And we started just playing in the streets, playing in cafes, et cetera, et cetera. And then within 2 years, we got a deal with Virgin Records in Holland. Small deal, but it was still a beginning, and we just kept touring and touring and touring, and we're still touring. The only reason we're not touring right now is because of COVID, so we're just waiting for things to clear up, and then we'll hit out again, hopefully next year, to tour some more.
Now, when you guys were performing, who finally said, "Oh, let's do a movie. I can write a movie. Let's do a movie."
That was a funny natural occurrence because I had been writing plays and also short stories, because I'm, you know, our songs as Bright Blue Gorilla are, have always been sort of story songs.
Yeah.
It's the ones, especially coming from my side, they've been more like Napoleon's Code is one of our songs about a guy that puts on Napoleon's Code and it changes his life and all this stuff. So they've always been stories, and I was writing that way musically. And then I actually sent one of my plays into the Eugene O'Neill Theater with a song, with a playwrights contest, and it won the contest, shockingly. And so I thought, that's a very famous theater in the East Coast. And I thought, oh, okay, I guess they like my play. So I wrote a few more different plays, and I did the same thing with sending them into different theaters. And I won three contests with three different plays. And then so Robin and I got a lucky break with an Alec Baldwin movie.
Yeah, we, you know, we were in Europe most of the time, and sometimes we'd take a break from touring, go spend months and months in India. And then at a certain point, we were in Europe, and we said, you know, let's go back to L.A. for a little while, where it all started, and let's focus on acting and also getting our music into film and TV shows.
Right.
So we got cast. Yeah, it was great. We got cast in the Alec Baldwin, Matthew Broderick movie as Bright Blue Gorilla called The Last Shot.
And we're basically friends of Matthew Broderick. We keep popping up, sort of something like Mary's style. We keep popping up throughout the movie, singing a song in the weirdest places.
But we had, you know, we had so much fun on that Hollywood movie set, and the Hollywood paycheck is pretty good when you get those bigger gigs, that took our paycheck and we bought our first camera. And we said, you know what? Michael's a writer. All our friends in L.A. are actors. Let's make a movie. Let's make a feature film. Let's just do it.
Yeah, and since I was already writing plays for the stage, it wasn't that much of a stretch to just shift it over to screenplay. And so that was seven films ago. That was our first film. The 36 Husbands is our seventh feature film. And
right,
basically, the success of the films is really because we decided – to tour with the films just like we toured with the records. And so we take it from cinema to cinema to cinema, night after night in different towns, and we do a special event. And that really kind of caught on, and we sort of gained a reputation as these unusual, independent, musical film people. It's very, very strange. We weren't expecting that it would really work, but it did.
Now, do you guys star in any of the movies, or do you do like the pop up of something about Mary?
Yeah, we're in all of them a little, but the last two we were in them much more. The 36 Husbands, we actually have a television show. 36 Husbands is a spy comedy, a kung fu.
Right.
It's we call it a mystical, musical, romantic kung fu spy comedy. That's the genre of the new film.
Wow.
And so we actually pop up on television. We have a show called The Bright Blue Gorilla Show, and we're singing funny, weird songs on the TV, and the spies and the bad guys are all watching our show, watching the songs, and for some reason, I don't want to give it away.
You don't want to give it away,
that's
but
basically
our songs help. Yeah, they help tell the story.
Right, right. Well, I saw the trailer for Mr. Rudolph's Jubilee, and that looks good. That looks funny.
Yeah, thanks. That became a critically successful film as far as the audience reviews and the criticisms we got about the movie. It's We're in that as a muse. Robin and I we're like a Greek chorus in the film.
Yeah, we show up as musicians in the film, helping to tell the story in Mr. Rodolfo's Jubilee, but we're invisible. The people don't really see us, so it's got a little magic there. And Mr. Rodolfo's Jubilee was really fun because we filmed it in Berlin, in Germany, and also in Italy. So that film is actually in three different languages. It's in English, Italian, and German.
Yeah, and the one before that is exclusively in German and French. But the 36 Husbands is all English, except for a couple Chinese ones.
Did you film both at the same time since you were in the same location at the same time?
No, it's way too much. Shooting a feature in a way that looks like a feature, you know, where you have all the different scenes and the proper percent. It's such an all-encompassing job, and so we do one at a time. And each time now, we're gathering a group of people that's about 300 people thick. we had on 36 Husbands and Rodolfo, we had a cast and crew of about 300 artists. So it's they're getting big.
And from many different countries. And it's, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, like I said, we're totally independent. And
right. I was going to say, how do you get all these people to participate? I mean, you're obviously not Rockefeller. You're doing independent films. So, you know, we all know what that means. We're not rich. So how do you get all these people to participate? That's fabulous.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, the neat thing is, because we've been traveling the world for 30 years, everywhere we go, we meet amazing, interesting, talented people, you know, all kinds of artists. And we keep in touch with people. You know, like a couple years ago, there was a woman juggling with fire in the streets of Berlin.
Yeah, fire, what do they call it? I forget that there's a name that they call themselves.
But she
has fire in these bowls and chains. It's like a very mystical thing, and she dances with fire. It's very, very sort of mystical looking.
Right, but one example, so I saw her, and I you know, I told her what we do, and I took her name and her email and her phone number, and I said, one day we might want to get you in one of our movies. And so a couple of years later, I got in contact with her and told her what we were doing, and I said, are you still in Berlin? She said, yes. I said, great. Do you want to be in our film?
Yeah, see, that's the kind of thing that we do with, because we that was for Go With the Flow, which has been a fairly popular film for rentals on the internet. And it's that we had a night scene with the main character, Florian, the Flow in Go With the Flow, Florian. He's walking through the streets, and he's like wondering about his life and love and what's going to happen to him. And then we thought of that girl. We said, oh, that would be great to have the fire juggler like as he walks by her, because it looks really cool. So then Robin called her, and sure enough, she was available. Now, the thing is, it's an artist collective that we form. We've never had giant piles of money to throw around. Everyone gets fed. They get treated well with a lot of respect, and they become, in the new films especially, they become actually part of the artist collective. So if the movie does well, everyone will get a little piece of whatever comes in. That's how we've managed to do these last two films.
And, you know, when they believe in what you're doing, too, it's easy to get them to jump on board with you. So
it's also fun, and it gives you something to talk about. As an artist, you have to – people say, what are you doing lately? You know, and you have to say, oh, I got a new painting, or I got new songs, I'm releasing an album, or I'm in a new film. You know, there has to be something going on, so it does serve in many ways.
But Joanne, it's neat because it really creates a special atmosphere on set, because everybody's there because they want to be. You know, it's a labor of love. So it's you know, and you become a big family. And the neat thing is, on our films, a lot of people learn a lot of new skills, because, you know, Michael and I had to learn how to make these films. We didn't have the money to go to film school. We said, we're going to learn by doing. So, you know, we learned how to cater and cast and write and produce and edit and make the music and
do camera,
Yeah, all the steps. And then when other people are on set with us, sometimes we'll give them different jobs than they're used to doing.
Yeah, I'm
so they're
a big
learning
fan
new skills.
Of that. I love just most of the – what I've observed is that most jobs, maybe with the possible exception of brain surgery and rocket science, are not that complicated. You know, it's like there are a few things you have to know. Like, okay, I want to move the light there. You know, no, tip it back more, you know, this kind of stuff. So that's the kind of thing that we do. We give people a chance. We train them really quickly. We see if they can do it. And okay, that's pretty good. And then as we're shooting, we adjustments so that the person that's doing the lighting, for example, or at least moving the lights around for me, is not necessarily an expert light person. But I know enough to say, oh, no, back a little more, dim it down. Okay, that's good. You know, it's like that. So we do that kind of thing.
Well, how long did it take to do 36 Husbands? How long did it take to finish it and put it in the can?
Yeah, so 36 Husbands was kind of a unique journey for us, because this time we knew, you know, it was a spy comedy. We wanted it to star three powerful women spies. And we thought, you know, we're going to have to shoot this movie around the world. How are we going to do this? So we ended up inviting, you know, three of our favorite actors. They've been in some of our other films. And we actually got a new fourth actor to come along, and we said, hey, guys, do you want to travel around the world with us? When you're not on camera as an actor, we're going to put you behind the camera. You're going to be helping on lights. You're going to be building props. You're going to help us find locations. You're going to cater. You're going to do hair and makeup. You know, basically, our four main actors also became the crew. So we traveled together for 5 months. We were in Australia. We were in Berlin, in Paris,
Frankfurt,
Dortmund,
LA.
And for 5 months, we were all together, you know, making 36
right.
husbands. And then a couple of months more, Michael and I were filming ourselves in Los Angeles because all the actors had to go back to Europe. Were editing and making the music. The whole
thing took a year. That's basically our timeline from the moment.
That's not bad.
They had the rough cut.
The moment I get the script.
That's not bad considering you're doing the soundtrack. You're doing everything. I mean, my God, that's not bad at all. A year.
Pretty quick because most, like for example, this you know we do narrative features. We do fiction. You know, scripted things. So that's normal for that. But for like a documentary, 5 years is the average for people to turn it around, to start to finish 5 years. So we were able to knock them out in 1 year and then tour with them. And that's really our cycle of the life of a film is, you know, shooting it, promoting, you know, shooting it, finishing it, and then going and taking it around the world for another year or so.
Or even two.
Right.
Even
yeah.
two, showing it.
Never dies. It never goes away. Once you start it, that's it. You're stuck with it for the rest of your life, pushing it and everything, you know.
It's like a child. We have seven children,
right.
you know, yeah. our seven films.
It's nice to see people right. discover them, though. We had a couple of nice letters from people, emails from people a few months ago from Italy that discovered one of our early films, and they were just looking for something that was lighthearted, that wasn't depressing, you know, during this challenging time we're all in. And they found
it was Go With the Flow.
Go With the Flow. And then they wanted to see the other films, and so they started becoming fans of our film style. So
great.
We really like to make them lighthearted and sort of pleasant to watch.
Yeah, it was neat because I got a message on Facebook from a guy in Canada that I didn't know, and the same film, Go With the Flow, he said, yeah, I was just looking, I think it was on Amazon or iTunes, and I was looking for something lighthearted. Everything seems so dark, you know, and we watched your comedy, and my wife and I loved it. And it was just, it's so nice to get a letter like that because our whole goal is people feel better when they leave the cinema. You know, we want to uplift people and bring out the joy. And, you know, laughter is great medicine.
There are plenty of wonderful artists doing really heavy, serious films, and that's great.
Right.
But I think there's plenty of that. We want it to be something different.
Right. Well, where are you guys now? Are you in the U.S.? Are you somewhere else?
Yeah, we're back in L.A. or back in outside of Los Angeles, south of it, in Robin's parents' place. We're happy to be during the COVID time to be able to stay with Robin's dad and mom. They're 91 and 87.
Seven.
So we're able to help them just with little things, you know, making their life a little easier while we're here. It's been very nice.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great place to be right now. We actually, you know, this year, 2020, was going to be all about touring with 36 Husbands, and we were actually in Australia.
Oh, it was going so good. We were on ABC radio. The national radio was having us on all their shows. We had the newspapers were talking about us, the cinemas. We had some sold-out things. It was so great, and then all of a sudden, COVID. What do you mean COVID? What's that?
Everything canceled.
Yeah, we had like 25 shows canceled. And we actually caught the last flight out of Melbourne going to the United States on United. It was very, very bizarre exit.
But we had bought plane tickets to New Zealand. We were going to go to Hawaii. We were going to go back to Europe. We had like the whole year planned.
I don't want to think about how many tickets we lost.
But so the end of March, we came back to L.A. And yeah, we've been here ever since. And but it's okay. We're very blessed to be here helping my mom and dad. And Thank you.
Here's a funny thing. We heard from the doctor, from Robin's parents' doctor, that we should quarantine before we see them because we were, you know, because COVID. So they said you need to isolate for 14 days before you come home, you know, once you've flown. So we thought, what are they going to do, you know? And normally we stay with people. We really not hotel people. We always stay with friends, but you can't really do that when you're quarantining. So we thought, well, what are we going to do? But fortunately, unfortunately for the hotel business, but fortunately for us, their prices had dropped through the floor because nobody was going to the hotels. And so we were able to book a room at the Marriott Residence across from LAX for like basically the price of Motel 6.
With a view of the runway.
Yeah, it was a beautiful place. Nicest hotel we've ever stayed in. We were there for 14 days.
Had a little kitchen.
Yeah, no, it was for us, the quarantine was quite pleasant because we were not used to luxury. We're used to backpacks and student living.
We're students
student
of life.
Style.
Right. Well, hey, you know what? You live in the dream. You live in your dream, and that's all that matters. And you're happy, and and your work shows that you're happy. So, well, I would love for everybody. I love the song, the Love Potion number 36, which is the theme song, I guess we'd say, because you have a full soundtrack.
The song. It's the song we cut the trailer to. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'd love for everybody to hear it. So, everybody, this is the theme song for the new movie, 36 Husbands, by Bright Blue Gorilla, and with Robin Rosencrantz. And now, who's singing this?
Robin.
I'm singing it.
Robin's
I got to use my rock and roll voice, which was really fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
I mean, we like to do lots of different styles. You know, when you write for film, you can write lots of different styles of music. So this is my rock and roll voice.
Cool. All right, everybody. This is Love Potion number 36 from the movie 36 Husbands. Check it out. I love this song. Check it out.
Love Potion number 9 won't do. It's too weak and it smells like glue. And I really need to do the trick. Use Love Potion number 36. He lined up the men like ducks in a row. He said, when you want to make the arrow stick, use Love Potion number 36. Draining men like a plague from the heavens. I lost count at 36 and 37. Take out the trash, save the world from ruin. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Played the game too fair. When she cut off Samson's hair, she could have shrunk his muscles quick. And she used Love Potion number 36. Don't you think it's time to let the women drive? Love Potion number 36. Love Potion number 36. Love Potion number 36. Love Potion number 36.
Oh, I love the bass and the toms in there. Oh my, I'm very partial to that. Sorry. I love the song.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's
great.
It was a lot of fun writing.
Yes. Yeah, Robin, you sound great singing it.
Oh, thanks. I had so much fun singing that
job song. Yeah, because I'm a drummer, and I played all the other stuff, all the guitars and drums and bass and everything. I play all that. And then Robin sang that one. She plays guitar as well. But it's like it was just fun making that one. And I wanted to do something, you know, you remember Love Potion number 9. That was a fun song.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, it'd be an updated version of that, you know, like it doesn't sound anything like the song, but just the concept of a love potion. So I thought, whoa, hey, 36 Husbands, Love Potion 36.
And it works well in the movie, too.
Well, we wanted to talk about, you know, the importance of women being in control, women being in power. And I'm happy to say that, you know, that seems to be a trend that's getting stronger and stronger in the world. And let's hope it continues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I love this song. Is all your music in that vein or no? You're more acoustic or folky?
It's
country?
All over the place. All over the place. There's usually drums. You know, we rock out a little bit, but we also have some more mellow songs. Nothing is too folky with us, really. It's all a big hybrid.
More like folk rock if I had to, you know, pick one genre. But it's really a mix because Michael and I were both in new wave bands, punk bands, rock bands, singer-songwriter groups. We've both been doing music since we were kids.
Yeah, when we met, it was just like the new folk, or what did they call it back in L.A. back in those days? They called it some kind of punk folk or something. It was some kind of new movement, right, at that time. And both Robin and I were from, like, punk bands, new wave bands. I toured the world, or toured the United States, I mean, with a band called the Philistines. We warmed up for the Ramones, and we played with Quiet Riot. I don't know if you remember them. And, you know, so I was a drummer. I was touring around the United States as a teenager, basically, punking out. And then I met Robin, and now we were doing, like, acoustic-y stuff.
Right. But what's really fun, Joanne, like I was saying, writing music for our films gives us license to experiment. Because sometimes, you know, you want a disco song. You know, or a rock song, or
depending on the theme,
easy listening, you know, elevator music.
Yeah, that's fun. That's what I like.
It's really fun. It's like fun a real cheesy song.
Because we'll watch the movie and we'll say, oh, this is, they're in an elevator. We should write like one of those Muzak songs, you know, so it's like some cheesy song coming on the elevator. So it's really fun to write that way.
Right. But it you know, what's been interesting. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what's interesting as a duo, because most of the last 30 years as Bright Blue Gorilla, we've been a duo. Once in a while, we'll have guest musicians. But, you know, we want as full of a sound as possible when we're playing live. And especially one of our CDs, Mantra for the American Jungle, we had a lot of bass and drums on it, you know, more of a rock sound. And we said, how are we going to play these songs live? It's just the two of us. You know, we want to sound like a band.
Right.
So on that tour, Michael actually invented something called the drum feet. And he took two wooden boxes with microphones inside, and he played them with his feet, right, by stomping his feet. So it sounded like a bass and a snare.
Yeah, right.
And he played electric bass, and then I was on acoustic guitar.
Or sometimes electric.
Guitar. We both sang. There's a lot of vocal harmony. And we kind of sounded like a band, even though we were just two people.
Yeah, that. Now when we're touring, usually we don't do that so much now, but we've done in the past. But for the recordings, the nice thing about recording is you can put, you know, whatever track you want on there and keep stacking them up. You end up sounding like what it needs to sound like.
Right.
It's a fun
The Love Potion 36, I mean, that I could picture that being a fun song to do in the studio, or live too, but the studio, getting it perfect, you know, it must have been a lot of fun to do.
It's great because our you know, we cut the trailer to it, and I was, because we have a distributor, as I said, and normally the process is I'll cut a trailer. The trailer is super important for a movie, as you know. So the distributor, you know, gives you a lot of feedback on the trailer, you know, to get it just right so that the movie has biggest chance of getting rented or watched. And so, but I thought, well, the first thing I'm going to do is just cut a bunch of scenes from the film to that song, just as a kind of a starting place. And so I just did the whole song, and I picked the most fun moments from the film, and then I just sent it to them saying, what do you guys think? They said, oh, this is perfect. Let's go with that. That's your trailer. I was like, oh.
No notes.
Yeah. It was great. That was the first time that's happened. Usually you get a lot of notes, and it's, many weeks you're going back and forth until you get the trailer that everybody loves.
Yeah, and they like the song.
And it's playing like a lot. We have a lot of things on YouTube with it. It's really taken off.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. But so now, you know, we tour music clubs and art house cinemas and even living rooms. We actually go around the world and we set up a movie screening in people's living rooms.
We have a little tiny projector we travel with, which is really good.
Right. So nowadays we're often playing unplugged. So we've got, you know, two big guitars, a mini guitar, we have a harmonium, we have Indian tabla drums, And we keep it acoustic and pretty simple.
Yeah, it's a fun night because we play a few songs, show the film, and then talk to the audience.
Do a Q&A after.
Yeah, it's really a nice way to watch it.
What have you been doing during the virus other than taking care of mom and dad? I mean, creatively, what have you guys been doing?
Well, there's a lot. You know, the release is on right now, and so we're making behind-the-scenes clips. And, yeah, there's a lot of work with that. So we've been making behind-the-scenes clips, making of clips. We've been doing a lot of, you know, talking, meeting with the distributors, trying to deal with all the various things going on around the world, including the pirating issue. With any new movie, you get pirated. And the hilarious thing is that 36 Husbands really got pirated like crazy. And we have like an Asian, some Asian cover that somebody made, which is actually
a DVD cover,
a wild, funky artwork that we found online. That's like, wow, they must have spent a lot of time making this cover. It looks nothing like our cover, our poster, but it's just funny how many people are seeing it through various ways.
We're an indie film.
I would encourage your listeners to please go to Amazon or a legitimate place,
iTunes,
and spend $2 and watch the film and support the starving artists if you would, please. But if you do pirate, don't get caught.
Where can people check it out and all of your stuff? Tell everybody where they can watch and get the soundtracks and the movies. Where can they find you?
Sure. Well, probably the best starting place is our website, brightbluegorilla.com. And you can hear our music, see videos, you know, check out our 7 different feature films. But also on your favorite platform, 36 Husbands and a lot of our other films, as well as on iTunes, Apple TV, Amazon,
even
Time Warner
streaming, and also the
YouTube.
YouTube has their rental, a new rental portal, YouTube Rentals, and so you can get it for $2 there, $2.99
or something.
Like
Google Play.
So yeah, that's the nice thing. This wonderful company, Under the Milky Way in Paris. They're a French company, and they're really specialists at that, and they really know how to get a film in the right spots. So we're really thankful to have them as partners.
But if somebody wants to really check out like all the music and all the films, they can even send us an email, and we have a digital deal where they can actually get all the movies and all the music. So they should email us. And
just go to our website. You can find brightbluegorilla.com to get in touch with us.
Yeah, but we're on Bandcamp now.
Yeah, Bandcamp.
We put our music up there, and we're in a lot of different places online.
Great. Well, I had a blast hanging out with you guys again. Thank you so much. I love the song. After the show, I'm going to tell everybody where they can check it out, and also you know, online, and let people hear it too, because I wasn't sure if I was able to share it before the show because it wasn't released at the time. So, you know, but
right? Yeah, feel free to share the song. You know, we're happy to spread that around. Don't pirate the movie, though.
No, I'm not. They better not. I'm not. I've got the link you gave me, so I'm gonna watch it from there.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, well, we're just thankful that people are taking our little artistic film seriously and that they've been spread around all over the world. And it's very nice feeling to have people enjoying your work.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's great to get feedback. That's why we make them, you know, make people happy.
Right. When it's good, that, you know, people are going to watch it. So that's great. And if it's just being released in the U.S. and the U.K. and everything now, it's just about to blow up.
Oh, good.
All
right.
It's even going to Japan soon.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, do you find that you guys are more popular overseas or in the United States?
I think it's probably
more in Europe.
Because Australia's growing too.
Yeah, Australia's growing. But for the last 30 years, we've mostly been hanging out in Europe and touring Europe. Did a couple tours of the United States, but it's more romantic to travel by train in Europe and do our shows and eat croissants in Paris.
Yeah. Whatever you're used to or grew up with is more normal for you. So it's more romantic and exotic to do, you know, to be in, like Robin said, on a train in Paris or going through the Siberian Express or whatever.
Right. But our couple tours of the U.S., you know, parts of it were a little tough. But we also traveled around in our, we had a 1971 VW van, and it was fun, you know, driving across country and staying in some beautiful national parks and meeting, you know, our fellow Americans. We had a good time. We met some really nice people.
Yeah, there's good people everywhere you go. That's one thing we've definitely been encouraged by our touring the world, because like I said a minute ago, we usually stay with people. We don't stay in hotels very often. And so we really get to see how people are doing around the world. And I tell you, when you get down to the individual level, there's such good people all over the world. And it's
right.
Very hopeful feeling.
Especially now. Especially
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, we can't
right?
really stay with people now. That's the problem. We can't stay with people without
nice to know that there's hope. It's nice to know there's hope out there. People still do exist, kind people. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's
no, there
right.
is.
And we're going to get through this period and get into brighter, cleaner, more fresh air pastures very soon.
Right. But there's also, seriously, like Michael said, for 30 years we've been, now we have like family and friends around the world, but there's a lot of people with really open hearts out there, and they invite you in, and they barely know you, and you even meet somebody on a train, and they're like, do you need a place to stay? And I didn't even ask them.
Right.
You know, people are really open-hearted,
Let me ask you this, Robin. Let's say you're traveling on a train, and and Michael isn't with you, and you were doing this on your own. Would you still be so quick to go to someone's home?
She did before, yeah.
Yeah, there was actually a period where Michael and I went over to Europe together, you know, when we first went. And then at a certain point, he came back to Los Angeles. A bunch of record companies wanted to see his band. He also had his Michael Glover band back then. And I stayed in Europe, and I traveled around for months and months by myself. And it was a different journey, but I was staying with people, and I was meeting people. But I have to say I'm so grateful that Michael and I are together, and I really don't want to be apart, and I love our journey together. We're so blessed.
I was just curious to know if you would still do what you're doing if Michael wasn't with you. That's in regard to going to people's strangers' homes, you know.
If you use your common sense and your intuition, and hopefully you have that a little developed by, you know, some calming practices. We meditate a lot, and so that tends to awaken the intuition. You can really feel what's happening with somebody, aside from what they say and look like. You can feel the vibe. And so, you know, that keeps you out of trouble a lot of the times.
That's true.
But most
That's
people,
true.
Honestly, they're just most people are very good. Everybody is good,
right.
But they have flaws. You know, and that's the deal.
Right.
They're good
right.
people with flaws. That's virtually the entire
right.
earth. Right there.
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it, that's for sure. Well, guys, I'm sorry, go ahead, Robin.
No, I was just saying, I'm really hopeful right now. I think America is in a good place, and I'm just happy that healing and coming together, and, you know, I hope we can all just stay open-minded and open-hearted and come together and create a beautiful country for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Come together.
Right now.
Hey, you sound good. You sound good. Great. Nice voice.
Yeah, you make music, right, Joanne?
All right.
It's been a while, but yeah, it's been a while.
You still got it.
You got it, girl.
Well, I got a different sound. It actually maybe sounds better.
Yeah, good. It's a little like Janice, you know, a little raspy.
Yeah.
It's a nice sound.
It's very raspy now. But anyway, listen, guys, it was great talking to you again. Thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, I wish you all the best with the movie. I can't wait to see it. Everybody check it out. 36 Husbands. You can see it anywhere online, right? Anywhere. iTunes.
Right.
And also at your website, BlueGorilla.com.
BlightGorilla.com.
And you know, last time
Thanks
you were here.
Thanks for having us.
The last time you were here, I couldn't say it either. BlightGorilla.com. Yeah, it's definitely a tongue twister for me. Oh, guys, thank you so much. All the best to you. And please stay in touch. And
see you later.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to know real quick, before I had this on my mind too, are you guys pushing Love Potion 36 or just the movie? I think you should really stress on pushing Love Potion 36, the song.
Yeah, we're putting it out there.
No, I want to actually, and you know, it's just Michael and I running the entire company.
No,
so
I know.
A little
challenging, but
we have it on the list. We're like, you know, we want people to hear Love Potion number 36, and there actually is a really cool DJ, Mark Platt, in Los Angeles, who has a show called Radio Candy, and so he's been putting it to a few radio stations for us around the world. I think a radio station in UK was just playing it. But I'm going to reach out to radio stations around the world and ask if they'd play Love Potion number 36. So if you have any ideas, let me know.
Yeah, please spread the word.
I will, because it sounds great. I think it's a hit, that bass and that drum just does it. And then your voice, you know, just takes it over the top. So, you know, it's definitely there.
Thank you.
I think it's a hit. I know nothing, but I think it's a hit. Trust me.
Well, it sounds good to me.
I love the way you sing.
Yeah, right? All right, guys, take care. All the best. I'll post everything. I'll tag you, and we'll talk soon. Good luck.
Take care.
Bye. All right, thank you, Robin Rosencrantz and Michael Glover from Bright Blue Gorilla, their new film, 36 Husbands. They have 7 now, and if you're into indie films, and it's really good. I mean, the indie films are the way to go these days, especially with nobody doing anything. I mean, these indie films, indie music, everything on the internet. I mean, it's just happening. Now's the time. So, excuse me, pardon me. It's been a long day. Coming up. November. We've got a new website coming up, guys. Too. It should be out very soon. They're waiting for me for information. Of course, I'm bogged down. So let's see. On November 9th, Billy Gray, you remember him as Bud in Father Knows Best. He has a new product out for musicians, and it's really a great idea. And I'm surprised no one thought of it sooner, to be quite honest. And then on Tuesday, November 10th, Anson Williams from Happy Days is coming back. He's been helping everybody out during the pandemic with fatigue issues, and we'll talk to him about that. We've got Wednesday is going to be really cool. We're doing Veterans Day special, but Veterans Day themed, I guess. And the band is Hana. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it, if it's Hannah or Hana, but they're from Hawaii. We've got Bobby Pelleggi on. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, too. I'll find out, I'm sure, when we speak. And they have a new song out called I'm an American, Yeah, by Hana. And it's under Bobby's record label. What's it called? Hawaii Records. Aloha Records, I believe. We are off on the 15th. And this 18th, Tim Bruckner, he's a sculptor and artist. He's done so many album covers. Remember those? Yeah, I know you do. And also a sculptor for like DC, Marvel Comics, and amazing, amazing work. And then on the 22nd, again, I don't want to say it's a show. Well, yeah, it is, I guess. It's the anniversary of JFK's assassination. And Rick Ryan, who has a song written about, Rick Ryan is also on, I'm so sorry, guys. Rick Ryan is also joining us on Veterans Day. He's got a song, it's called The Homeland. And he actually wrote it for Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's on one of their albums. And so that's going to be pretty cool. We're going to play both songs on Veterans Day for you guys. Let's get in the American mood here. Let's make America again, okay? And then Rick Ryan will be back on the 22nd, and Buffy Ford Stewart. Both of them are new JFK, RFK. Rick again wrote a song for JFK, so that's going to be pretty cool. We're going to play that. And then on, we're really booked. Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize all the crap I have going on. Sorry. When I say crap, I mean stuff that I have going on. I'm keeping it clean. And on Tuesday, the 24th, Hank Garrett, actor Hank Garrett, he's also a comedian, a former wrestler too. You'll know him when you see his face, and great actor, character actor. And on the 25th, we have Coco Dolan. You are not going to believe what she has done with the monkeys. And that gets us back to our so-called monkey theme month. So, and also on the 27th, we have DJ King of Trivia, Steve Cannon, is on the 27th. And we're going to talk to him about his show that he has out there. It's a great show. You guys should check it out. And just the amazing people he's met in his career. And he is the self-proclaimed King of Trivia. So I would think after maybe the first half hour, we'll talk about Steve, obviously. I love him to death. And maybe the second half hour, we'll do the King of Trivia night, which will be an installment we're going to do once a month with Steve. He's going to join us once a month, and we're going to try and stump Steve. And I told him he has to give me easy ones because I only go back to maybe the 50s, 60s in my head. And who knows? I can't go that far back anymore anyway. But that's going to be a lot of fun. And then again, Buffy Ford Stewart's coming back to us on the 29th to discuss her life with the monkeys, back to the monkeys night. Now, you might have heard me say Rick Ryan several times. Rick Ryan, he has actually already been on the show. He wrote the tribute song for Willie Nelson called Willie the Kid. I love this song. It's fabulous. And I really want Willie Nelson to hear it before he passes. I mean, not that he's passing, knock on wood. I'm knocking on my head, guys. And let's hope that he gets to hear it. How cool would that be that somebody gets to hear a tribute song about them while they're alive, and, you know, instead of someone writing it after they pass. So, and so he's a prolific, fantastic songwriter, and he's got a song for everything. So that's why he's joining us so many times this month. So he's also doing an interview on Cashbox Radio with Char Richards on the 16th. I don't know when they'll release it, but they are definitely doing it. So we got to get Rick out there and let everybody know about Willie the Kid. And when you hear the rest of these songs, you're going to love them. So, and that's about it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate it. And thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kittnersville, Pennsylvania, excuse me, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, which are available up on our site, Syntec Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. I hope you all have a great week. Hopefully everybody's feeling good. And remember, we all need to be kind to everybody. Thank you, Robin Rosencrantz and Michael Glover from Bright Blue Gorilla. Go check out their movie, 36 Husbands. It's online everywhere. Go check it out. And their song, Love Potion Number 36. I'm digging it. I like it. So I don't know if you guys like it or not. So how about we end it with that? Here we go. Love Potion Number 36 by Robin Rosencrantz, Michael Glover, Bright Blue Gorilla, and their new movie, 36 Husbands. Have a great night, everybody. See you on not Wednesday. Tuesday, I forgot, with Billy. Oh, boy, we don't have a lot of time. All right, guys, take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Love potion number 9 won't do. It's too weak and it smells like glue. And I really need to do the trick. Use love potion number 36. He lined up the men like ducks in a row. He said, when you want to make the arrow stick, use love potion number 36. Draining men like a plague from the heavens. I lost count at 36 and 37. Take out the trash, save the world from ruin. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Played the game too fair. When she cut off Samson's hair, she could have shrunk his muscles quick. It's used love potion number
36. Don't you think it's time to let the women drive? Love potion number 36. Love potion number 36. Love potion number 36. Love potion number 36.